Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your very late, as always, edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 6th of August, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, now we do have a late edition, so I hope none of you have already done this. If you have, oops. Now, this goes out to our UK listeners directly. If you've received an Ofcom email about your radio license, don't freaking touch it. It's a Trojan. Yes, those fake emails that are making it look like they come from Ofcom Spectrum Licensing have been sent to a lot of ham radio operators. Yes, there's still a lot of those people out there. In the email, it actually says, "Dear sir or madam, please find attached, aha, first clue, an electronic version of an important document relating to your wireless license or application." Funny thing about this story is that Ofcom actually found out about this from people on Twitter. Now, they didn't really know anything was going on until people said, did you send us this malware? Now, Ofcom said that they're not aware of any data breach, but the Radio Society of Great Britain has actually said that the problem seems to be quite widespread. In fact, they've had a lot of their members already contact them about it. Ofcom has now posted a warning on its website, and it's informing its IT department as well, saying they'll be investigating the matter further. Well, I guess it's a day of recall and scams or something going on in the UK. Well, this recall has to do with one actually blowing up on a woman. It caused injury to her hands and damaged the victim's property. Now, EE said it was aware of some small number of incidences where the power jack just overheated and friggin' blew up, saying, actually quoting, "it poses a fire risk." So because of that, EE is recalling the batch of E-01, so if you got one of those before it explodes, you might want to turn that in. EE went on to say that power bars from any other batch are not affected by this recall, and it's their intention to replace these chargers once we've completed our investigation. So no, it sounds like you're going to go and turn in your exploding power bar, but they're not going to give you a replacement yet till they figure out what's going on. Ooh, that might tick off a few customers. Great PR going on there, EE.
All right, it's time for Hacker News Thursday. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm sure some of you probably heard of this. You might even be using it. You know, the illegal as hell service called Popcorn Time? Yeah, that illegal movie streaming service that you say you don't use, but you have used. Yeah. Well, you might want to listen up to this one. Although, honestly, don't pretend that you're shocked. Because it looks like that streaming app for pirated movies? Yeah, it's not exactly secure. A researcher has actually told Torrent Freak that he has found a vulnerability that could let hackers take complete control of your computer. Now, the hacker itself would have to be, as he's quoting, the man in the middle. That's between you and the Popcorn Time's cloud infrastructure, such as a local attacker, network admin, or ISP even. What he does is intercept the requests that are sent via the insecure HTTP channels, and then he'll send malicious XSS code right your way. Now, Popcorn Time said that this is pretty unlikely because the person would actually have to be on your network. Of course, we all know how secure a lot of our neighbor's Wi-Fi is, don't we? You can be just driving down your road and go, "Hey, look, Dave's, look, it's Larry's. Oh, look, it's Brett's. Look, Beth's got hers on too." I say stay on the safe side and stick to some legal stuff. It's not costing that much for Netflix now. It has finally happened, and you don't even have to hack the thing, too. Xbox One has finally got its first external hard drive. Now, yes, most modern consoles do have that 500 gigabyte and up storage, but you seem to always run out of space, don't you? Well, Seagate's recognized gamers' frustrations out there with this, so it's teamed up with Microsoft to create a 2 terabyte game drive. Now, no, you're not going to be able to use this drive with just any computer. This drive is going to be made only for the Xbox. The biggest hint on this would probably be that you look at the hard drive and it's actually completely freaking green. And it says Xbox at the top, too. It includes USB 3.0, which is nice. It's going to be super fast to get stuff off and on the thing. And what's even kind of nicer about it, the price isn't too bad either. $110 right now if you want to hop on over to GameStop. Amazon and some other retailers will have it by the end of this month. Probably cheaper, too. So if you can hold out, you might want to do that. And finally, Ah, yes, we're all photographers out there in some way or another, as long as we've got a phone in our hand nowadays. Even when we're in the car. But what kind of sucks is you don't want to roll down that window sometimes, do you? You say you just snap the shot through the window and you say, ah, crap, I got window glare. Well, Google and MIT, yeah, they might have fixed that problem for us. Yeah, some researchers have developed an algorithm that eliminates unwanted visuals by using frames from a short video to separate the foreground from the background. Actually, it can go way beyond window glare. It can remove raindrops, chain link fences, even other things. No, you're not going to be able to try this just quite yet. The algorithm is just not quite tweaked enough yet for that. But it's pretty easy to see that this technology won't take long to make its way into any camera on our smartphones. Before long, you're going to be able to be on that airplane, taking that picture outside the window and say, hell no, I wasn't in the plane, I was standing on the wing. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The website, check it out, BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter, too, at BritishTech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Now, hey, guys, don't forget, we got the Max Show tonight. Yes, UK time, 7 p.m. That's 2 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Adam's going to be on the show. Doc's going to be on the show. Lee's going to be on the show. Victor's going to be on the show. And Patrice is also going to be chiming in from Germany on the show, too. Of course, don't forget, you're in Rankin at the helm at the big BTN studios now. Fun will be had for all. Check it out live, 7 p.m. UK time. That's the Max Show today, right here on the British Tech Network. As for the new show, we'll be back tomorrow. Oh, yes, indeed, for Friday. Can you feel it? I feel it coming, too. I can't wait either. We'll be getting you caught up on the next 24 hours of the best in tech news. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much for listening.